This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يروي الإمام الإمام مسلم وغيره في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال جاء رجل إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال إني مجهود. Abu Huraira narrates that a man came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Messenger of Allah, I am in need. And what he says here, majhud asabani al-juhd, yani I'm in a situation where I don't have anything, I'm hungry. So he came asking for help. فَأَرْسَلَ إِلَىٰ بَعْضِ نِسَائِهِ فَقَالَتْ وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ مَا عِنْدِي إِلَّا مَا. The Messenger of Allah asked some of his wives if they have anything, and they replied, this particular wife replied that we only have water, we have nothing else. ثم أرسل إلى أخرى فقالت مثل ذلك حتى قلنا كلهن مثل ذلك لا والذي بعثك بالحق ما عندي إلا ما. And he asked the next wife and the next until all of them said the same thing. We have only water. We don't have anything for your guest. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم من يضيف هذا الليلة رحمه الله. هذا is like, who is going to take care of this الليلة tonight? May Allah have mercy on that person. Or whoever takes care of this person tonight, Allah will have mercy on them. Okay? فقام رجل من الأنصار فقال أنا يا رسول الله. A man from the Ansar, from the people of Medina, stood up and said, I will do so, O Messenger of Allah. فانطلق به إلى رحله فقال لامرأته هل عندك شيء. So he took this. So he went back to his family with the guest. And as is tradition, there's like a guest quarter, and then there is like the family quarter, and they're kind of separate, right? So he went to his family quarter and asked his wife, do you have anything to serve to our guest? قالت لا إلا قوت الصبيان. He says the only thing we have is the meal of our children, or meal of my children, meaning the food that our kids will have tonight. قال فعلليهم بشيء فإذا دخل ضيفنا فأطفئي السراج وأريه أننا نأكل. So when he enters, he said, distract the children with something. Distract them with something that will occupy them and distract them from the food. And blow out the candles. Blow out the siraj, the source of light. And show our guests that we are sitting eating with him. Okay? Here, this is to say that pretend that, play along as if we're eating. But in reality, we're not going to eat anything. Only he's going to be eating. قال فقاعدوا وأكل الضيف. So they all sat and the guest ate in the darkness, thinking that they're also eating with him. They're gesturing, but they're not really eating anything.
فلما أصبح غدا إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أو غدا على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال قد عجب الله من صنيعكما بضيفكما الليلة.
So when it was next morning, he went to the Messenger of Allah in the morning, and the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, said to him, Allah was very impressed with what both of you and your wife did last night with your guest. And this is hadith in Sahih Muslim. SubhanAllah, it's a long narration. It took me a while to share it with you and translate it, but from the same vein as last time I was here a couple of nights ago, the concept or the three main takeaways. Number one is the absolute disparity that the people of Medina lived in, where they had almost nothing to survive on a day-to-day basis. And this was not only the case with the Messenger of Allah, not only with the person who came, there was the Ashab al-Suffa, the people who lived in the back of the masjid, but also the people of Medina themselves, the Ansar. They all had tough times financially and economically. But that did not affect, and this is the key takeaway here, lesson number two, that did not affect their graciousness, their generosity, their ability to host,
their willingness to host. You see, the two are not related. It's not like you have a lot, so now you can give a lot. It's not that you have a lot, so you can be generous a lot and frequently. They had almost nothing, to the point where the Messenger of Allah, his whole household, didn't even have the meal for the night. And this Sahabi, his name is not even mentioned in this narration, in other narrations it's mentioned. He didn't have a meal that night either. His wife didn't have a meal that night either. His kids didn't have a meal either. Despite that, their generosity was off the charts. But shows us that generosity is, you know, they say like you're being poor is a state of mind, right? Have you heard that expression? Like you can be broke, that means you have no money. But being poor is a state of mind. You think like you're not, you know, you act like you're poor, but in reality you have a lot. You could have a lot. Being generous is a state of mind as well. Being generous is also a state of mind. You can have a lot and you can be the most stingy person in the world. And you can have almost nothing and you can be the most generous person in the world. Generosity is from Iman. It comes from, it stems from Iman. And that's the second lesson for us from this hadith. And the final lesson here, just a final thought here is, again, relating it to our situation here. None of us are going to be in the situation described in this hadith tonight. We're not going to go sleep without a meal, unless you choose to because you try to, like, you know, lose some weight or something, right? But no one is going to not eat because they don't have food, okay? But do we have that level of generosity and sacrifice where we can give to make ourselves uncomfortable, to make ourselves a little less, you know, enjoy ourselves a little less at the expense of our enjoyment, ensure someone else has the basic necessities of life? That's the question. And this is the concept the Quran very clearly says, لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You're not going to attain piety until you find in yourself to give something that you love. And when you are able to do that, that's in reality, that's when piety has been achieved. We ask Allah to make us of the muttaqeen, those who give, the mutsaddiqeen. And this particular hadith is referenced in the Quran as well, this trait, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. The Sahaba, particularly of Medina, were described as they were give at the expense of their own well-being. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of them as well. Ameen. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad wa ala alihi.